Yes!
Very nice.
I made it work.
Very nice.
That was the very talented Desiree Perillo.
Yeah. Or she might be doing, you might see her in a big gig coming up.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, we got Justin with us and we lost video. Can everybody hit their video button again, please?
Oh, yeah.
Let me get everybody back.
Sorry, guys.
Way to fuck it up, way Justin. To
screw it all up, Justin.
Short time is never on time.
That's right. Yeah.
We don't like to be on time. We don't do this on time stuff.
That, and I was busy puking up the fucking yard bird from this weekend. So.
But people don't know what yard bird is.
Best damn chicken in all Manhattan.
It was pretty good.
Street chickens.
It was yard really bird. Good. Here we go. We're welcoming Justin Oreck from Grunt Style with us as well. I'm sorry, you're listening to the Short Timer Radio right here on VetterUs.com. Brought to you by Grunt Style, station sponsor Alpha Outpost and Club Grunt Style. It's pretty snazzy. And you know what? I got to give you guys some major props. So not only did you guys give me like one of the coolest fucking weekends of all time, but your guys' commercial during the World Series of Fighting event was probably one of the most powerful commercials I've ever seen. Bravo.
Yeah.
Very, very well, thank well done.
You. Yeah. It was, I'll tell you, it was a lot of good people working on it. You know, a lot of guys from All Warrior Network. You know, Dan Alaric writing the script. Mike Burt directing from the back end. He's our CMO. He's been on the show a few times. You know, there's a lot of great people that got together and made a very powerful commercial. Yeah. I think what I like about it so much and the power that it holds is that it is everything that Grunt Style is. It's just that pride, right? It just hits you in the face. And by the end of it, and you see that flag just flying there and this will defend. If you don't get the little hair standing up on your arms and some goosebumps, you're probably a goddamn terrorist.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, what? And I got to watch it like on the big screen.
Yeah, how cool was that?
Got to see everybody's reaction to it, and everybody was like, wow. You can hear a pin drop. And then at the very end, everybody's like, wow. It was awesome.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I am disappointed about is that I didn't get to put anybody in a figure four leg lock in the middle of the hexagon.
Almost. Fucking security guard kept running his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Forget about that.
It was about to go down.
Oh, my God. I'm just like, because, like, you know, we had the passes. It says, you know, cage side VIP. So we went to try to talk to Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell. And we're standing there, and the guy's like, you guys can't be in here. And he's like, the fuck we can't? And Justin's like, he showed the badge. He goes, well, that's good for over there. It's not good for in here. He goes, you don't have to be a fucking asshole. It says inside VIP to the security guy. I'm like, oh, my God, this is not going to go down well. Yeah. I will say, yeah. And... The guard, Justin's a big boy. That guard was a pretty big boy, too. That would have been a battle. Imagine that.
It's like two of Justin's sizes. Yeah. It's like he ate Justin.
That guy was pretty big.
Yeah. I felt a little nervous, you know, trying to calm it down.
If it wasn't for Dan, Dan's like, all right. And like, pushing me up the stairs. All right.
A little New York thing. Like, all right, buddy. Calm your tits there, big guy. Not you.
Calm your tits there.
I thought about it afterwards, and I thought about the irony, because I came on this show a couple months back, and I said, I never gotten my ass kicked. That it could have happened the first time right there in front of the two guys.
Oh, we should have let it happen.
Oh, I never got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
You should have broke your cherry, Justin.
And it would have been on TV. It would have been publicized. Yeah, and you know what? Great. Daniel couldn't get mad because you were wearing a Grunt Style shirt. So it'd be like, I don't, you know, bad advertising, still good advertising.
I don't think Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture would have wanted to work with us after that one.
You know, it was
my ass being right in front of them.
We were all standing there, cage side, right, like behind the little thing, and we're trying to get Randy's attention. He's talking to somebody. Then he walks away. You guys started talking to the promoter. He walks away. He turns and looks at us. He did a double take to me. He came right up to me and shook my hand. He goes, "Hey, what's up, man? Nice to see you again." I'm like, "Yeah, it's great to see you, dude. I never met him in my life."
What the fuck was that?
You got some kind of double life we don't know about, Dan?
I don't know, man.
You know what? Maybe Randy Couture is listening right now. He's watching on Facebook Live.
He might be. If you are, give us a call. 315-715-8511.
There you go. There you go. That's where he's seen you before.
Maybe. You never know.
He might not hang up on you.
Tim got fangirled outside when we were smoking.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, "Hey, good job, man." He goes, "You're the first style, you're the Grunt Style first sergeant." I'm like, "That's awesome."
I'm down here at this, like I said, at the Mammoth Challenge, and everybody's like, "Oh man, you're the first sergeant, you're the first sergeant." And I don't know. It's still weird to me that people come up and like, you know, like, "Oh, I love your bedtime stories, this, that, and the other." And I'm a socially awkward individual, so it's like when people come up and start talking to me about that stuff, I try to my very best. I'm like, "Oh, yeah." But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, "It's just a job, man." We put these videos out and this, that, and the other. But it's so cool to run into so many people that just know the brand, know what Grunt Style is doing, know Veteran Radio Syndicate. So it just goes to show that we're doing the right thing, gentlemen. And you know, we couldn't have it any other way if it wasn't for the fans out there, you know, that just love what we do.
Yep. True story.
It's a good time. Well, speaking of stuff, we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're 22 minutes in already. A lot of events coming up. One of my favorite events is coming up next month on the 25th in Chicago, and that's the beer pong tournament.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, who's the lucky saps that get to play the champs?
We'll find out. Find out. Speaking of which, I got to put that on my to-do list to order the belts.
Yeah.
That was on your to-do list last year.
No, it'll be done. It'll be done this year. Tim's bargain is done.
I'm just busting your balls, buddy. You know I love you.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You're damn right my bar was done, Justin.
See? Tim's bar was done. You'll get your belts.
So what I'm understanding is that I have to go buy the belts.
You want me to get in on this? You want me to help make this happen?
We'll have belts. It's actually so ironically, not even ironically, purposefully, it's on my task list to get championship belts. I have all these. I have a formal list that's about 5 pages long. Of everything that we have to go through to complete a Grunt Style event from start to finish. And then in the right in the middle and randomly written is buy championship belts.
Well, there it's not go. Only buy championship belts, but I do believe Tim and I's name should be on that belt as the very first champions.
Yeah, I'm talking like left side. You know how like the WWE and the previous champs have it?
Yep.
You know, we can have a plaque on the left side. You got the big belt in the middle, left side, plaque, first time champs, undisputed.
Undisputed grudge match champions of the world. The world.
The world.
The world.
Done. That's easy.
Yes.
Did you guys already talk about making people cry and everything?
We did that.
You did that. You made a kid cry.
We all made that kid cry.
Yeah. Don't lay that all on me, man.
I set up the groundwork. You brought up the middle, and then Tim smacked him with it.
Yeah, while you were outside buying dirty water dogs.
I still don't feel bad about that, dude.
Dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck how high you get at a Phish concert. If you go into a bar and you're standing at the door, like this guy was, he wasn't a small guy, he wasn't huge, and you start checking people's IDs, and you check my ID and I show it to you, and then I'm like, and then Tim's like, you're not the fucking bouncer, are you? And he's like, well, and he rolls his eyes. I'm like, you motherfucker. I shouldn't have deleted that live feed, but you know what? I woke up the next morning, and
can
I'm like,
write Facebook a message and see if you can get it back.
You know, I woke up that morning a little still drunk, and I was like, I don't want anybody to get in trouble for this stuff. You know, like, you guys are here on business, and I don't want to, you know. And then you're like, then you guys are like, where's the video? Where did it go? I'm like, fuck!
That's the first thing. I woke up, I'm like, I did something really fucking weird last night. I'm, what was it? I'm scrolling Facebook, I'm like, it's gone. What the fuck?
When I woke up, the first thing I did is I was telling Sabrina the story of what happened. Because she obviously wasn't there. Tim, your wife, wasn't there. So I'm trying to explain to her. There was this kid in there. I'm like, and then I was like, we got it all on camera. And I go to find it. And I'm like, the son of a bitch deleted it. So Sabrina's like, are you sure that happened? I was like, I'm positive that happened.
It did feel like it. It did feel like we time traveled a little bit.
Yeah.
The two nights, I don't remember getting back to the room. And there was a long, those are long walks in New York City. I do remember sitting down at the post office with a bum and talking with a bum for a little bit.
How did that happen? I walked you 3/4 of the way to your hotel. And you're like, I'm right there at the New Yorker. I'm like, Eric, you're like, it's right there.
Dan, I have a bad reputation of getting really drunk and hanging out with bums. The last time I did it, I was in Indianapolis, and I gave the bum my company credit card and told him to go buy some shit and never saw the guy again.
Well,
Dan, the owner's at Steak and Shake, throwing hamburgers across the restaurant. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah. Now this is all, you know, I mean, we're sitting here, we're bullshitting, but guys, get yourself to a Grunt-style event. You don't know what fun is. I've made friends and connections and stuff like that that are going to last a lifetime. Have the best time of my life. Last time we drove from New York and Connecticut to out there, I'm flying this time. My plane ticket's already booked. I am not missing this for nothing. But, I mean, it's just everybody hanging out, having a good time, and meeting new people, having, you know, talking shit, and nobody cares. Nobody cares who you are, what you've been, what you've done.
Yeah.
Just come hang out, drink some beers, hang out with all of us.
It's so true. Everything we just talked about, we got stories from every event.
Every event. We still have stories from last year's events.
Yep. You guys got stories from Gruntfest 1.
Yeah, yeah. I beat a dude's ass on a boat, apparently. Yeah, That's what I keep hearing. You did. I don't remember that one either. I remember saving a guy in a boat.
See?
Oh, we got a call. Wow, this is new.
Uh-oh.
This is the late night show. Come on, answer the fucking thing, you stupid fucking Skype. Come on!
This is where he picks everything up and throws it.
Yeah. It might get to that point. Come on, Skype. Let me reset the other one. If you were just calling, please try calling back shortly. We are resetting just for you. Whoever that was.
Did you play Desiree's guitar solo?
Yeah, I finally got it to work. Man, getting nasty looks.
Pretty legit, right?
Unreal.
She did that in like 10 minutes. She's like, here you go. I'm like, what? Here, what? Done. I was like, all right.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's not like a beautiful looking woman that can jam on a fucking guitar.
It's pretty hot.
it's pretty hot.
I'm being careful because I think her mom's still watching.
Oh, man.
I warned everybody. Listen, this is the late, late night show.
Yeah.
I am not responsible for what you hear, especially around midnight.
Oh, Kelly, making a poke at you, Dan.
Poke at me for
it's
what?
It's not Short Timers Radio without tech issues.
We do what we Truth. Want. We start when we want. We say what we want. We fuck up what we want. If people knew the amount of tech I have to run to make all this happen, you would shit yourself.
There's a picture floating around, but it looks like it's like a total masturbation station.
It does. Yeah, it really does. And sometimes it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry if you're still listening, Mom. Oops. Oh, man. You know, the hardest part is like continuing to host and run tech at the same time. It's not fun.
You need an assistant. You need a full-time dedicated tech dude.
I'm working on that.
There's got to be like thousands and millions of nerds in New York City.
Yeah, here's the problem is trying to teach them how to do what I can do.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not that easy. And to think on the same wavelength, like, you know, don't be saying that because, you know, somebody might be watching. Yeah. And then next thing you know, Jesus pops out. You know, so you can't teach some of this stuff.
It's been a while since Jesus has made an appearance. There you go. There you
are. There it is. He's here. He's watching. He's on our side. I don't know what I did with some of the other characters. I will not put the send nude sign up. That's one thing I'm going to be careful about. Oh, shit, I just did. Oops.
Do we still have the beard? Because Justin's is looking a little cute.
He did. What the hell did you do over there?
Trimmed it up for New York.
The beard is
now. I will say, so I got a haircut for New York. I got the beard trimmed up. I'm going to let everything go, and I'm going to do a St. Baldrick's event, except not through St. Baldrick's, because we want to make sure that the money goes to somewhere legit. Yeah. So we'll do our own fundraiser and then just donate the money. But I'm gonna let everything go till March 17th.
The missus is going to let you run your face wild?
She's going to, yeah. She's going to.
I couldn't find the beard, but the midget stripper standing on Justin's shoulder right now.
Yeah, there she is.
Which one? Here?
I'll make her even smaller.
Have we figured out if we're getting a midget for Gruntfest 4 yet?
I'm working on it. Apparently, you would think a midget stripper's half off.
No, they're two times.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. You'd think they're like a commodity.
Did you look on Groupon? You might be able to get a discount. Groupon. Right?
Groupon. All right, let's see what this phone call says now. Let's see if we can get him. 904-904, welcome to Short Timer Radio.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Mary.
Mary.
Who the fuck is Mary?
Donovan.
Mary Donovan.
Donovan.
What's up, Donovan?
Mary Donovan, there is.
What's going on, Mary? Welcome to our anniversary show.
Anniversary show?
No, I'm just kidding.
Aw, and you know what? I forgot to drink a beer. Oh, wait, no, actually I am. Right now I'm drinking a beer.
So what's going on, Mary? What do you got for us?
No fireworks. I'm trying to get to to the Grunt Fest this year.
Are you? I'll tell you what, Mary.
Yeah. I took off a couple of days of work and everything. So there's another femme vet that's going up there, and I'm going to see if I can catch a ride because she lives in the same town as me. So
nice. I'll tell you what, Mary. You have been a long, 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 long time supporter of everything that I've ever been a part of. If you make it to Grunt Fest 4, you're getting in for free because I'm buying your ticket.
Ooh.
What do you mean? I'm actually going to buy it in like a week or whatever, whenever it comes up, whenever you can buy the tickets, you know.
No, I'm going to buy your ticket for free You're getting in for free on me.
Really?
No, not on me. But
I think
I didn't think that anyways.
Yeah, I think Dan knows a couple guys over at Grunt Style who are like really big influencers of the events team. Yeah, you could probably make that happen.
Nice. Either way, I'm gonna pay for it.
That's pretty cool, man. I should bring you a Florida T-shirt or something.
No, you don't have to bring me nothing. This is my way of saying thank you for being such a longtime supporter of a lot of the shows on this network, and always been there for us, Mary. Oh, you're always been there to call me an asshole or a piece of shit or a jerk off. And I just
I don't think I really called you anything like that.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around.
It sounded better.
It sounded good. Just go with it. Just let it happen.
Yeah, it has been a while, man. I mean, I'm not trying to do like the Peter Griffin let me think about it kind of bullshit, but yeah, I am kind of going back thinking, damn, yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. So since it's been a long time, you'll know what's about to happen.
Do I even want to guess?
Would you like to hear a joke, Mary?
Oh man, you're not gonna do the knock knock bullshit, are you?
No, but you just did. Bye bye.
Bam! It's good stuff.
Man. That'll never get old.
It never does. New listeners fall for it, and the old listeners just wind up hanging up on themselves.
Yeah.
Mary's good people.
Can't escape it.
Oh, man.
Whew. So, Grumpfest 4, oh, beer pong. Those are two significant drinking events.
What else?
Oh. Tell me more, Justin.
Man. So, we got beer pong coming up
in
February 25th at Home Bar. I was actually just over there looking over the layout, doing floor plans. We're going to need more beer pong tables. So our ticket sales right now, we're looking at about probably going to have close to 50, 60 teams.
Holy shit.
50, 60 teams?
50 to 60 teams.
So that shit's going to go to 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, so this time, okay, so if you were at the beer pong tournament last year, you know that you kind of got to make your own rules and things were questionable. This year, every table will have a referee, and we will actually have a projector with the bracket.
Oh no, so, I played that game before. Is Alex going to be there as a judge?
That motherfucker.
Alex is actually playing. He'll be coming. He's going to be coming home.
I heard a rumor, Tim. I heard a rumor that a certain somebody may come up for this event from Texas. That's a little pissed off about how it went down last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, this is piquing my interests.
I just heard it's just a rumor right now.
With one comes the other, right?
Possibly. Oh, I don't know about that one.
Woo!
Moving on!
Jesus Christ. Grunt Syndicate. Could you imagine if we show up and... Holy fuck. They're there. Alpha Bravo.
It would be cool, though.
No, I'm talking like Little Ben.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh. I was talking about something else. But nonetheless, Alex will not be refereeing. We're going to have a nice bracket.
Good, because we're going to beat his ass.
Yep. Literally.
I'm a little worried about Alex. Alex will be coming off of deployment. He's been in Afghanistan for 5 months now.
Shit.
So... Oh.
Two he'll beers be home and he'll
for
be
a
out.
Week. Exactly. Like one game, he's going to be done. So we'll see, though. So, yeah, beer pong's going to be huge this year. Looking past that, we got our golf tournament, which is panning out to be pretty epic.
I get to play a role in this one.
Yes, you do. And I actually just confirmed that today. We're going to have the Vet Radio Syndicate Beerbulins.
I'm getting
driven by none other than yours truly, Dan.
I think I don't want to play the game on this one. I think I want to be in the Beerbulins.
Yes!
I almost didn't believe it when I called the guy and I was like, you know, who drives the truck or whatever, the drink cart? And he was like, oh, you guys can drive it. And I was like, you're going to give us a cart full of alcohol and let us drive around the course and pass it out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Tim, I got some good ideas brewing for this shit.
We're going to need helmets.
This is going to be... Yeah, we're going to need helmets.
Yeah. And after this weekend's great idea with pick a box, put it in the hole.
That was a pretty damn good idea.
Right?
Is that a green light?
I don't know yet.
Yes, it is.
God damn it. Front stop first sergeant said it's a green light.
It's a green light.
Come on, Justin. You haven't learned this by now?
Hey, wait. So I got it. First sergeant said it's a green light. If in the end somebody else says no, it'll just be sponsored by Veteran Radio Syndicate.
Here you go. See?
It's on deal.
What in doubt?
It's like the gun. It's like the gun show loophole.
Yep. So, but seriously, on a serious note, the golf event's going to be awesome. We're talking with Hooters. We're going to get some wings out there. And we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. It's not going to be your typical golf charity event. Wings, breast, and thighs? Wings, breast, and thighs.
I think,
is it like that mild or spicy?
Spicy.
You got it. Spicy it is.
I think we'll have to drive
them. Speaking of which, maybe we can get Spicy the Clown out there.
Oh, man. That would be fucking hilarious.
You bring that motherfucking clown near me, he's getting punched in the fucking face. I'm telling you that right now. I fucking hate clowns, and I hate wise-ass clowns to boot. I will stick my foot in his fucking head. I swear to God.
Hey, can we get Spicy the Clown on here one day to go head-to-head with Dan?
Bring him on.
Where they just torture
I'm a witty fucking jackass. I...
Oh... Oh, yes. I think next week we're going to have Spicy on the show.
I think it's a great idea.
Spicy.
And I think it's the perfect lead into the Gruntfest 4 tickets going on sale the following day.
I will fucking run him over with the beer cart. I swear to God, I'll fucking do it. I hate clowns. Hate them.
I don't understand why people
you know who
clowns.
He looks like, right? You know why I hate him even phobia. More? You know who he looks exactly like, right?
No.
I'm not saying it on air. He looks exactly like a certain somebody.
A celebrity?
No.
Oh. Well, we'll have to chat offline about that one.
An off air. I'm not drag. An off.
That would be great, though.
Nonetheless, I think it's a wonderful idea.
I see the clown on hole nine.
Hole nine, yeah. And he has like a big oversized driver.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. And while you're trying to putt, he's just talking shit the whole time.
Right.
We'll put him at the end by the hole, and he'll just sit there and talk shit to you.
Oh my
God. It'd be great. For those, Dan, I wish you were in grunt style when this guy came in.
If I was there, I saw the video, and the whole time I was saying to myself, I will punch this guy right in the dick. That's how much I hate clowns, and I can't stand his face. He has that face, I just want to punch him right in the face. Right in the face. Right in the face.
Maybe they have like a clown dunk tank then. So what if we do a dunk tank and we keep him in a cage?
I will put Murata in that dunk tank. That's how much I hate that motherfucker.
I kept telling everyone when he was coming in, if you show him that you're scared of him, or what kind of resistance, he's going to fuck with you.
No, bring it.
I told everyone. I'm like, look, if you show any resistance toward him, he's going to fuck with you. Sure enough, those who were scared got fucked with the most. It was a great day.
Does he bring security with him?
Does he bring security? Yeah, midgets. He's got a bunch of midgets.
I'm going to beat his ass and steal his fucking midgets.
Maybe every little harem, a little harem of midgets.
A little harem.
Well, we found our Grunfest 4 strippers. No, seriously, I think hole 8, and he'll just sit there and talk shit to people while they putt.
That's not a bad idea.
That's hilarious.
All right, I mean, we need to put out a disclaimer to a lot of these golfers. Like, okay, don't, you know, this isn't the PGA Tour. This is the golf style. Have fun.
No.
No.
This is golfing at like Lejeune's Scarlet Course.
Remember that dumbass Navy SEAL movie that was made in the 80s?
Yeah.
But that kind of golfing.
Yeah. Okay. When we picked this venue, we knew that there was going to be some weird shit going down. So like when you pull up to this, you know, hence why we're allowed to have you drive the fucking alcohol cart. Like who the fuck would let you do that? Oh, here's the keys to the alcohol cart. Here's $1,000 of booze. Go pass it out to everyone. Yeah. How the fuck is that even legal?
Listen, what is my motto and what did you see this weekend?
Of course.
Do it until somebody tells you you can't.
Right? Well, they told us we could, so we're good. But my point exactly, you pull up to this place. Beautiful course. You know, nothing wrong with it. You pull up and you're like the front entrance and the pro shop. Looks like the caddy shack or like the halfway house. You're like, oh, did I just pull up on a hole 9 or but I mean it's perfect for what we're trying to do. Oh. They're gonna let us interchange all of the pin flags with American flags.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a great event. Not your typical golf charity event, but it's gonna be awesome. So, and then continuing on, Gruntfest the next day, which we're all excited for.
What time does that start? Because I think I'm going to get pretty fucked up at the golf event.
So,
me and Tim will
golf events start at 8 a.m. on Friday. And we'll probably go till about 2 or 3. And then we get to rest and refit. The next day, we're back for Gruntfest 4 at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So at night.
Basically, who's picking Tim and I up from the golf course Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Because we'll be UA with the fucking alcohol cart somewhere in the woods. So, by the end of that one.
Dan, you're going to need to hire an assistant, like we talked about, prior to this trip. And you need to bring that person with.
Can you assign me an assistant? Do I really have to hire somebody?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
How about I be Tim's assistant for the day and Tim can be my assistant for the day?
What if we were to auction off?
Sounds like a wonderful plan.
Well, yeah. What if we were to auction off being your assistant at the golf tournament?
And for Gruntfest, because I'm going to babysitter for Gruntfest. For the weekend. Auction off my babysitter for the weekend. Now, if you're thinking, oh, yeah, no one, you know, Dan, he's a pretty straight guy. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get them dirty water dogs and fucking.
I wonder what kind of parasites you have in your stomach from that yard bird.
I'm professional.
Tapeworms.
I will be working Gruntfest 4 for the first 3 hours. What happened last time? I worked it. I was fine. As soon as it's time to clock out, not only did the Harambe mask come out. But it came out for Harambe, and I don't need that happening again.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Hey, Buck Buchanan says he volunteers to be your assistant.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Well,
yes. Buck, as my, you know what? He's a cool dude. I love him to death.
Great guy. Is he listening right now?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Buck?
What's going on, brother?
You know what's funny? You want to hear something really funny? Right? I'm like, I think at one point at the after party, I'm like, man, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day. This is like, we were sitting in a diner for an hour. You had a hamburger. I was like, I don't remember at all.
Literally like 3 hours prior to that, we were at a diner eating hamburgers.
And, you know, it was strange to me because I asked for a half Bud Light, half tomato juice, and the waitress thought I had a dick growing out of my forehead.
I asked for a vodka and Red Bull, and everyone looked at me like I was an asshole. And then I asked for a Jack and Coke, and everyone's like, Justin, we're at a fucking diner. You're supposed to chill out. And I was like, it's fucking New Year's Eve. It's 7:30 at night. I wanted fucking Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now keep in mind, we were already jacked up from noon.
We started drinking around probably 12:30 when we first got to the fight.
Oh.
And then we, you know, we drink those $24 fucking double Jack and Cokes all day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was a delightful lady.
Yeah.
Yep.
I tried to pull a fast one on her, too. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a Jack and Coke. And then she's like, all right, that's $24. I was like, no, I ordered a single. She's like, all right, she was going to dump it out. I'm like, oh, just give it to me. God damn it, you said $24.
I was there for that. That's right. That's right. Well, I tried to order a second one. She's like, oh, you can only have one at a time. So she made me pound a Jack. Okay. So apparently if you have a double Jack and Coke at Madison Square Garden, you cannot order another double Jack and Coke or another Jack and Coke for that matter, because that double counts as two drinks. So when I went up to order another one, I was probably halfway done, and I was like, you know, I'll take another double Jack and Coke. She said, oh, we can't let you do that, sir. You have to, you know, you have to finish that one before you come back up here. And I was like, what's the point of that? Well, that's so you don't get too intoxicated, in which I proved the point where I just slammed that double Jack and Coke right then and there and then ordered another one. I was like, well, that's kind of fucking stupid now, isn't it? And a little counterintuitive. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
People in Madison Square Garden were not nice to me.
It's not like
you were not. It's, or was it that you Justin were not was nice a little either. Fucked up on Jack? Because you know the saying goes, you meet one asshole a day, and if you think everybody is an asshole, it's probably you.
But see, I didn't think everybody else was an asshole. I thought everybody was acting polite except for the people in Madison Square Garden. I do have to say that when you look back on that situation with the security guard, I got into a little tiffle right in front of Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture.
You did. How badass would it have been if you guys were going brawling at it and one of them like took your corner and one of them took his corner?
We had like a tag team match?
No, like, you know, your corner guy, your man, you know, your coach.
Oh, the guy my cut guy.
Yeah.
See, in my head, I was thinking, you know, those guys probably thought I was a badass on the outside. I probably was like,
I'm laughing with you.
It's okay. Dan was laughing with me too, and he was pushing me up the stairs. Like, okay, you're done. Right. You're done.
Listen, I like to keep the peace.
And then, admittedly, when Dan got in the middle, I had to turn around and get one more little fucking finger point in there.
Oh, you did. Yeah. You definitely did.
And then I was like, all right, you're done.
Not for nothing. I am going to say this, though. That guy was being kind of a dick, especially with all the money you guys, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's our fucking logo up there, you know? Like,
yeah. That's how I felt.
He was like a fucking, you know what, though? You gotta remember, too, he is a glorified hall monitor. So he's already pissed off to begin with.
How cool would it have been if it was the same dude that was from the first Madison Square Garden adventure? Same fucking Usher.
You know what? You know what, Justin? You're going to put this fucking clown guy on me? I'm going to find that guy, and I'm bringing him to fucking the beer pong tournament.
Bring him. That guy is no worry of mine.
I'm going to send Spicy a message right now.
Yes. We're going to see it. We're going to see him in Vegas in 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
for all of you new listeners, this isn't your typical radio show, okay? This is where we promote Gruntstyle, Alpha Outpost, all the events coming up. This is where we spawn the ideas. Most of the epic stuff that you see comes from right here. This is like an open brainstorm session. Feel free to give us a call and join in. 315-715-8511. I want Buck to call in. 315-715-8511. This is going
to
be
bad. Yeah, Buck, give us a jingle. We'd love to hear the outsiders, like an outside view of what had occurred that evening.
Yep. I would love a second opinion. What a great fucking weekend, though.
Dude, that was awesome. I had a good time. And I hate the city. I avoid the city at all costs. I had a blast.
I swear, if I go back to New York City again and I get a fucking room that's the size of the closet of my house, I'm going to lose it.
Your TV didn't work, right?
No, I didn't have a working TV. The fucking faucet, you know, for the shower would spray everywhere but on me.
$800 a night.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You could have rented an apartment in Long Island for a month.
That's fucked up when you put it that way.
But it's true.
Well, we paid for a weekend. We could have got somewhere else a fucking month. That's crazy.
Yeah, I stayed in Miami at a cheaper hotel that was like three times the size.
Dude, it was New Year's Eve in Manhattan.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Which I'll never do again. One-time experience.
One time, that's it. And we stayed... How we managed to stay away from Times Square, being three blocks away from Times Square, and all that mess is beyond me.
Yeah.
Imagine that, if that would have let out when we got out of the after party.
Man. You know, I'm a little disappointed we didn't get to go to the Fish concert.
How about those fucking guys that are hanging out at the garden? We thought we're two percenters.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
Well, so I wasn't there for that. What came of that? What is that group?
So me and Tim, after what, maybe four or five of those doubles,
yeah,
we're like, fuck it, let's go talk to them now.
Let's figure out what the fuck they're doing.
And we thought, you know, they're all wearing like old army jackets. They have their "Don't Tread on Me" flag. They're talking to people like they're fucking like big shots, and they're there for something. So we went over like, hey, what's, you know? The first thing I asked them was like, how much for a slice of pizza? Because they had a couple of pizzas sitting there, but they wouldn't give me one. And I forgot, what did we say? Like, who are you?
Yeah, it was like really direct, and the fucking old hippie was like, what? Like he's almost pissed his pants.
I'm like, you know, what are you guys here? Oh, we're just in line, man. They were there for like 2 days. And that barricade was just to segregate them because they were first in line. That was it.
For a fucking Fish concert?
For a Fish concert. I don't even know what Fish sings.
Let's see if
we can find some Fish. Let's talk some Fish.
The night before you got in, Dan, Thursday night. No.
No, I got in Friday night.
Earlier in Friday night, before me and Tim met up with you, we were at a bar just a couple blocks from MSG, and they had the fucking Fish concert blaring. Ugh. And it was time to go.
Oh, here it is. New Year's Eve. Here it is. Fish.
Two, three, four.
I've heard enough.
Yeah.
210-210, welcome to Short Timer Radio.
So I thought you guys said you had to be drunk to call in.
Yes.
So I figured I'd tune in, check out the show, and see what kind of ridiculousness you assholes are pulling tonight.
And you know, oh, man.
This is a tame night.
This is a light night. We're sober.
Yeah, you got to see us when we're drunk. It gets bad. How we haven't been shut down yet is well beyond me.
So are you going to talk about the borderline terrorist that wanted to come crash the party that night on New Year's Eve?
Oh,
shit.
What? Who?
Good thing we had other people who were there who were coherent and could remember these things.
What happened? I don't remember that.
About four beers into it, I start drinking Red Bull and cranberry because I'm old. So I remember most of the evening, but I remember turning around looking at Dan, and he looks at me, and those two guys walk up, and I was like, what the? Really? Is that really happening?
Look, granted, you guys are up in Chirac. I'm in New York. We see them all the time. I have a lot of friends that are. These guys came down and they had like puss faces on. And they came down and they're like eyeing all of us up. And me and Buck looking at each other like, yo, what the fuck? Who sent them down here? They came to the wrong fucking after party.
Oh my god.
I don't remember that at all.
You know what? It's probably better off that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did about 6 to 17 shots of JMO.
I have pictures in my phone, and I'm gonna go grab my phone here in a second, of some fucking random guy. I don't know who the fuck this guy is, but he hopped in our pictures and like took a picture of himself on my. Hold on. Oh. Let me go get my phone. Hold on.
That doesn't sound good.
So, Buck, how did you enjoy that weekend?
I thought it was actually a blast. It was pretty funny, actually. The point of all these tourists walking around trying to use their cell phones as a GPS, but nobody can find their way around the city, that was pretty funny to watch. Yeah. Basically, you've got drones walking around New York City having no idea where the hell they're going, and everybody's staring at their cell phone, bumping into people. I'm like, that's why people get jacked in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
It's too easy.
like the guy outside the bar with the ring, you want to see a magic trick?
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah. That was good, too.
Remember what I said to him?
Go.
You want to see a magic trick? Get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass. Go pickpocket somebody else.
And then he left.
He left.
He's like, oh, okay.
He's like, fuck. Busted.
So, I'll show you this. I was going through my phone, and here it is. So, it's a picture of me and Alex, right? And then go this way.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck?
Bring it closer.
Right? Is that a guy?
That's a guy. And then look. What the fuck?
Yeah, he like came out of nowhere.
Wow.
No, that was the magic trick guy. That was him. That was the guy with the
ring. Why are you guys holding him like a bitch?
That was him. That was him. That was the magic trick guy. He was a little weird, and he's starting to get like a little close to everybody. And then when we went outside to smoke that one time, and that's when he pulled out the ring and started doing the magic trick shit, and I caught on to it like, you fucking pickpocketing motherfucker, get out of here.
Well, he didn't get my phone or my wallet, so he's not too good.
Oh, he was waiting.
Thanks for the save.
He was waiting. Well,
anyways, I woke up the next day with those pictures in my phone. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, that's not good to wake up like that.
No.
Bad news, it's still snowing.
Is it snowing?
This is going to be a motherfucker tomorrow.
What is your role in it, Tim?
So,
say again?
What's your role in the team? Are you going out and camping in the woods? Like,
No, I am not. Yeah. I've done all that shit, and I am smart enough never to do it again. I'm the primary shooter on the team. Between Joe and myself, Joe Cayley. He's a secondary shooter, so it's gonna be. Tomorrow we gotta shoot. I think 3 or 4 stages and cover, 12 to 15 miles.
Nice.
Fuck. Yeah.
You got that.
That's gonna suck, and it's just fucking cold.
So you know what we should auction off though. Since are we designating Buck as my chaperone for the event? Which is a bad idea to begin with. It's a great idea.
Actually, my wife really wanted to do it. She wanted to be your DD.
Oh, no.
We can't have a DD. It's got to be like a golf cart full of drunks.
It's a DM, a director of mayhem.
Yeah. Ooh, what if you had the clown on the back? What if you had Spicy on the back?
You put him on the back of that cart, you're never going to see him again. I hate clowns. I'm dead serious. Don't bring that fucking clown near me.
We're going to fucking find some clown on the side of the fucking green, just dead. And fucking tired.
You going to be in Vegas week after next?
No.
What's up, Buck?
I was asking Dan if he could be in Vegas, because if so, I will get some clowns to show up for us.
Oh, no, I can't. I can only take so much time off of work, so I'm booked for, the next... Every other month, we have something. So I couldn't do shit, Joe.
This is true. Man, we got a lot going on.
But this is good. Listen, all right, so if Buck's taking care of watching over me, who's watching over Buck to watch over me? That's what we should auction off, right?
Who watches the watcher?
Yeah. Yes.
I am a trained observer, so that's a thing.
Man.
Buck, damn well you're going to get drunk. I mean, you're going to do some stupid ass shit. You know that, right?
That's what's really going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's not what's going to happen. It's what isn't going to happen.
It's very true.
Well, I'm much better at drinking than I am playing golf, I'll tell you that.
Tim golfing sober.
Tim, you know damn well if you show up in your polo shirt, in your slacks, and bring your golf bag, that shit's getting thrown in the back of the beer cart, and you're going to be sitting with me.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be bad. It just is not going
to
happen.
It all depends on my buddy Joe if he comes to be my golf partner.
And if you bring that fucking clown, he's getting hogtied and drugged from the back of the cart.
The clown's coming.
He can come. He comes within good 3 to 4 feet of me, depending on how much beer I drink. He's getting his leg beat on. It's happening.
I don't know what's amusing, that you're going to beat the clown or that you're scared of a clown.
I'm not scared of a clown. I just fucking hate him.
Why?
It sounds like you're scared, man.
So you don't have a problem with him masturbating within 3 feet of you? Is that what you're saying?
That's fine. If he comes anywhere closer, he's getting peed on.
I don't know where this is going. You're worried about him coming on you. You're talking about peeing on him. What kind of phobia of a clown do you have?
Listen, Tim, keep your fucking fantasies to yourself, Tim.
Some weird shit happened to you when you were a kid, man.
No, I don't like clowns. I really don't like clowns. They don't scare me. I don't get freaked out. I don't like it, especially him. I want to punch him right in the face. And if you look at a private chat, you'll know why. Talks just like him, looks just like him.
Yeah, I get that association totally now.
Well, what's funny is when he, I think I almost find it more funny when he's not in character, and you'll be having a conversation with him,
and then he'll just bust it out. He'll just go full spicy on you. You're just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
It's like an alter ego.
Just completely. Dick, if you're out there, call me tomorrow. No, wait, call me on Tuesday because you're frozen.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it like -3 in Chicago and now you're in Kentucky?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're missing the point here. I'm in Chicago. I have the luxury of a house, a building that I can work in.
That's true.
We'd be out.
And right now, you're staying in the old set of a '60s porn. It's basically your old car.
The only thing that this place is missing is a kid driving or riding a bicycle down the hallway.
We can arrange that.
Here's Johnny.
All right, shit. So we need to use all of our power to get a midget for our beer cart. This is what we need to do. The Beerbulance. We have the crew. Now we need a mascot.
This is what I want. I want a midget. I want a 1980s lawn chair. Like the colored plaid ones that were made of that really nasty vinyl that would stick to you when it was really hot.
Yep.
And whenever we stop at a hole, said golfer sits in the chair and the midget climbs on that person and just pours liquor down their throat.
Yes, with a whistle and a sombrero on, like Tijuana.
Yes, and maybe a bullwhip.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's on.
Is that too much to ask? I mean, that's a lot of things that a midget would have to do.
No.
I don't see why not.
I don't know if I'm secure with the bullwhip.
If we give him a kid's version of the bullwhip.
That's the one thing that bothers you?
Just the one thing that puts you over the edge.
Not Dan driving the beer cart. Not Tim as the shotgun. But the midget or the bullwhip.
That's a cabbage smelling.
I'm okay with everything else right up to there. And then I don't know. I'm not feeling them.
Because you know we're going to duct tape that lawn chair to the fucking roof of the beer cart. And Tim is going to be up there. Woo!
Wait a minute, that is even better.
Put the midget on the top of the golf cart.
With a bullhorn.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we need a siren. He can just stay up there. Woo!
wearing a singlet.
Even better. Let's make a makeshift catapult that will tie to the roof and we'll just launch beers at people. Four! Wait a minute. Do you guys have any of those t-shirt guns at Grunt Style? The CO2 t-shirt guns?
Funny story about that. I have looked into renting them or purchasing one. Not that expensive. So probably actually in the future.
Wrap a beer in a t-shirt, loaded in the gun.
We use them for a shot, or not a shot, but a event we did here in town.
Yeah. They're not that bad.
It's like a potato launcher and like just from the clubhouse and you just do an indirect fire across the golf course.
That's it. But yell 4 and you're legally covered.
Charge 3.
or how about we mount cannons on the beer cart?
Mm.
And while we're rolling,
we'd be rolling.
Oh, shit. Justin's like, oh, so getting fired.
Here we go again. Back on the midgets.
This is great.
It always ends with the midgets here. Listen, this is becoming a fetish that needs to happen.
It has to happen. How many subscribers does Alpha Outpost have to lose before we get our midgets?
Oh shit.
Let me do a Google search real quick.
Oh, speaking of break, we gotta go to break real quick. And the break will reveal the Grunt Style commercial.
Oh shit.
Alright. And the Alpha Outpost commercial. The temporary one that I have made up. And we'll be back in 1 minute and 30 seconds. Starting in 30 seconds. All right. And we're on break. Only the station.
So how late do you do this thing?
What's that?
How late do you guys go?
We usually go to 1 o'clock in the morning. We always say we're going to stop after like an hour, and then we just keep going.
Yeah. I'm probably going to bust out here in a few minutes. I got a few other things I got to wrap up before tomorrow.
Yeah, and I got to be up for work in like 3 hours. So.
Yeah, I got to be at the office at like 6.
Yeah. We'll come back from break. We'll do a little round robin. Justin, promote everything that you need to get out.
Will do. Man, that commercial, man.
Yeah, commercial's badass. Outpost commercial's done. Station ID. I'm back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we are back. Short timer radio right here on vetarest.com, brought to you by Alpha Outpost Grunt Style, Club Grunt Style. Here with us, we have tonight with Tim and I.
That BRS bumper is pretty sweet there, Dan, I gotta say.
It's only the beginning, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we have Buck Buchanan with us here, our good friend, along with Justin from Club Grunt Style.
So, I Google searched midget strippers in Raleigh, North Carolina. Holy fuck.
Is there a lot of them?
Stripperhunks.com, big beautiful women, or dwarf midgets / little people.
Little people.
Dwarf midget drag queens?
No. Listen, every grunt's holy grail is a midget stripper. I think, since Grunt Style's not going to be able to do it, Venom Radio Syndicate should have a booth with the midget to take pictures on with the pole, and proceeds can go to charity.
I like it.
I like that. It's all about giving back.
Yep.
I think we should do it on one of the holes at the golf tournament.
Hmm. Use the midget as the putter.
That could work.
But like...
No, okay. Everybody's been to Tijuana, right? You know, the ping pong, ping pong ball trick? Let's do that with the midget and see if she can actually make it. No. We'll all bet on it.
We have to put this midget to rest. We've got to get one, Justin.
Oh, man. All right. Dan, we got a mission tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. So I'm going to put an ad out on Craigslist. Wanted midget. Must be able to do anything.
We'll put it under the personal section.
Oh, my God. Listen, just as a disclaimer out there, we have no problem with the little people. This is all said and done in jest. And
satire, folks.
It's satire. Yep. It's said in jest. But if you know, I still want a pet midget, and we're making this happen.
There's got to be somebody in Facebook land that knows a midget, right?
We have to know somebody. Oh, yeah. All the reach we have. Millions of people.
Yep.
Okay. Right. I'm curious. I'm gonna do a quick Google search of population density of midgets in the United States of America.
Is there a special Tinder just for midgets?
You only have to do a half swipe left or right. Oh, this is terrible. We are so bad.
Oh, look at that. Oh. There are approximately 500,000 midgets in the United
States. That's it? I thought there would be more. I wonder how much it would be to get that guy from Game of Thrones. He seems pretty cool.
He'd be down he for does.
Oh, or Wee Man? Linkletter or something, whatever his name is.
Wee Man? You know what? Wee Man is a possibility because this, me and Tim and Buck on the beer cart has the capacity to be Jackass in the making.
This it could true. Be worse. Somebody could get hurt bad.
Buck, to answer your question, there is a couple midget dating apps. Shortfriendsdate.com, datamidget.net, littlepeoplemeetecheother.com, and some dating app called Zoosk, which is actually
all right, we got this, man. Send me a picture of yourself. For midget I'll Photoshop people. It, make you look like a midget. You sign up an account, start working this thing. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, this has to happen.
You guys remember back in like the late 80s, early 90s, Tim Conway, he'd play this character called Dorf. And he's a full, Tim Conway's a normal sized guy, but you know, he would be on his knees the entire time and he had like shoes coming out of his knees.
Oh my god.
Fucking priceless. You know, look it up.
We gotta get
That's
him.
That's what we need to dress Justin up to lure in the midgets.
The plane guy or Willow. Remember Willow, that movie?
Hello. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't he just in a Force Awakens or some shit?
I have no clue. I don't remember.
He was one of the Ewoks, I know that.
There's also a site called
datealittle.com. If we actually do a video out of it, like the whole golf course thing, we call it Tony, it's a commercial.
It's a site for regular people to meet little people.
We're on it. All right, just sign me up. Let's do it. Buck said we need to film this whole thing.
I think it should definitely be, well, part of it should already film, but not all of it.
Part of it. Part of it. Oh, man.
A Buck Buchanan production.
That could go bad.
Little people, big assholes. It'll be a hit on TLC. Come on, we can make this happen. Or little people, that's dumb awful. Grunts. There you go.
Oh man, that's awful.
The puns that we could play all day.
And this is sober short timers. Wait till go.
Yeah.
Little people and little things come in big packages. Man.
There's Julie's saying there's a site called hireamidget.com.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm on it. I'm on it. Hireamidget.com. Hold on. Hireamidget.
You're not on the company computer, are you? No.
You know what? I'm on the radio 3 times a week, and all these shows are nuts. If I die tomorrow and somebody looks up my browser history, oh my god.
Right.
They have rentamidget.com.
I think we called that one, and it was very expensive.
Yeah, it was like, they wanted like six, like no. The cheapest I found one for Texas was $250 an hour.
Yeah.
That was a little too much for my budget.
So, hire little people is like when you're looking for elves for Santa Claus. A little bit more politically correct than what
Christmas
we're
is over.
For.
Them motherfuckers are out of work. Yeah. You can give them jobs.
Exactly. They got nothing to do. $10 an hour should be fun, right?
Yo, I'll give you $10 an hour. Just put on this fucking thong and tassels and run around like a fucking mad dog.
Hey, grabbing people in the gooch.
Hireamidget.com has testimonials.
Does it really?
It has testimonials.
Oh, my God. Imagine the testimonials we can leave. Our time was short, but we had a great evening.
So, ever since we hired a little person, All right. Barry composure.
You know what? I haven't checked the messages in a while from the Craigslist set I put out.
Ever since we hired a little person to promote our company at College Bars, our online sales have increased by 30%.
There you go.
Tim Mack, founder of www.iloveroadhead.com.
What? I love what? Roadhead? That's a real thing?
I'm not making this shit up. What does that say right there? I love roadhead.com.
I wonder what he needed a midget for.
I wonder if anybody's ever got a roadhead in a golf cart.
So wait, what is I love roadhead.com?
I can't believe we were supposed to leave. We were supposed to end this.
Yeah. I got 5 minutes and I'm out.
Tim tomorrow's going to be like halfway through his course tomorrow. He's going to be like, motherfucking midgets. Damn it, Dan. Got me all excited. Mm.
I love Roadhead as a t-shirt company.
That is strange.
Sounds like a perfect... We can make sales increase by 30%.
T-shirt shouldn't matter what it costs. It's a business investment.
Should buy their domain, Dan.
Well, give me no ideas, Tim. It's gonna be a long, boring day for me tomorrow in the office. So
yes,
that's usually when I come up with some pretty clever shit.
All right, gents.
It's about that time.
I'm out of here.
All right, Buck, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Justin, as always, always welcome. Tim.
Yep.
Buck, it's great talking to you. Can't wait to see you soon, brother.
Later, homie. Be good.
All right. You're listening to Short Time Radio on VetArrest.com, brought to you by Alpha Outpost and Grunt Style. Woo! Who's probably going to not sponsor us anymore after this one.
Hey, this is 2 years in a row we could say... The award-winning Grunt Style.
The award-winning Grunt Style.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is Buck still here?
No, he just hung up on us.
Oh, we should have knocked his ass.
Oh, shit. No, he was listening before.
All right. He gets a freebie.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to reach out to Spicy and see if we can get this all locked up.
Yep, we'll take care of the midget stripper.
Yeah.
Everybody's got jobs.
Everybody has jobs. All right. Let's get it done. Let's show them how we do it.
Go team. Whoa, Bundy.
What the fuck is wrong with you? All right. Let me transition to our commercials once again. Thank you, Alpha Outpost. Thank you, Grunt Style, for making this station and the show possible. Tim, as always, I love you to death. Justin, same here. Always welcome on the show whenever you want.
It's good to have you back on the show.
It's
entertaining.
Like, we cohorsed him in the first time, and now he's hooked back in the second time.
Hey, come to talk about it real quickly. Female model for short timers. I think we got something.
That's what I'm going to work on tomorrow. Let all the other shows and everything know. We are having a Miss VRS contest. Every show on the station, which is up to just about, by the end of this month, will be 40 shows. We are having a contest. And you, the listeners, will be putting models up head-to-head for voting. And you guys will decide who the next Miss VRS will be. And the top three will get some sort of modeling contract where I pay them in fucking lollipops and stickers. And but you get every model will get a lot of exposure. You never know. You never know who's watching. A lot of people watching this. A lot of people secretly watching.
Oh, yeah. All right, gents. Till next week.
Yep.
Be safe.
Peace out.
Have fun.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Deuces.
And we are clear.